This is Ravening Wolves by Monica Farrell from 1949. This is part 7, the final part. From a booklet written in America called The Freedom of Worship, the author of whom is Francis J. Connell, a Redemptorist priest, which bears the imprimatur or approval of Francis J. Spellman, Archbishop of New York, dated April 6, 1944. We cull the following quotations, which should impress on Protestants that Rome means to do the same in America and Australia as she did in Yugoslavia and is doing in Spain and Greece at the moment of writing, when the opportune moment arrives. Quote, the freedom of worship, unquote, the Catholic position. No one has a real right to accept any religion, save the Catholic religion, or to be a member of any church, save the Catholic Church, or to practice any form of divine worship, save that commanded or sanctioned by the Catholic Church. That quote from page 4. Hence, the mere fact that a person sincerely believes a certain religion to be true gives him no genuine right to accept that religion in opposition to God's command that all must embrace the one true religion. Neither does it necessarily oblige others to allow him the unrestricted practice of his religious beliefs. That from page 7 of the book. The Catholic, convinced as he is that the Catholic religion is the only true religion, is intolerant toward other creeds. Above all, it is deplorable to meet a Catholic who is hesitant about expressing to his non-Catholic friends the true Catholic position on this subject, who perhaps even commits himself to the assertion that everyone has a right to worship God as he individually sees fit. How can such a Catholic regard himself as a loyal follower of Jesus Christ? That from page 8 of the book. If the country is distinctively Catholic, that is, if the population is almost entirely Catholic, and the national life and institutions are permeated with the spirit of Catholicity, the civil rulers can consider themselves justified in restricting or preventing denominational activities hostile to the Catholic religion. They are justified in repressing written or spoken attacks on Catholicism, the use of the press or the mails to weaken the allegiance of Catholics towards their church, and similar anti-Catholic efforts. That from page 11. Secret Society. In Australia at present, a sinister secret society known as the Order of Mall is seeking to recruit children of 14 years old and upwards from all sections of the community. In a letter written inviting a young Australian Protestant to join this society, one of the conditions mentioned is Rule 4, quote, parents must not know that their son or daughter is a member of this society. Occasionally, parents will find out. If this happens, we must be notified immediately. Parents sometimes open their children's letters. If your parents have this habit, you cannot become a member until they lose it. Unquote. We have evidence that members of this sinister organization, the Order of Mall, are worming their way into youth movements and enticing Protestants who are ignorant of their real designs to join their ranks. When the rebellion of 1916 was being prepared in Ireland, Young people were drawn into similar secret societies and led to take blood-curdling oaths to give them a sense of importance and a feeling that they belonged to something that gave them, quote, power and authority, unquote, only to find that they were faced up with a list of names of people that had been chosen by their leaders to be shot. These young people discovered, when it was too late, that they had joined a murder gang, and that the penalty of refusing to murder was to be murdered themselves. It is common knowledge that Roman Catholic actionist activities have multiplied and are feverishly preparing for the big day. Some Roman Catholics, unable to keep their vindictiveness completely concealed, have issued veiled threats to Protestants, telling them that, quote, their day is coming, unquote. Recently, in Darwin, a mission worker was seeking to lead an immigrant to Christ. The immigrant said to the Protestant missionary, quote, I am not interested to discuss religion with you, but I am going to tell you something. We had our instructions, before we came into this country, to be ready at a given signal to murder every Australian man and woman who refused to submit to our Holy Mother the Church, unquote. The continual industrial strife is yet another part of the quote-unquote grand plan of Rome. Carried out under the cloak of communism by Roman agitators or their dupes, these strikes are designed to cause a revolution which would provide the opportunity for Catholic action to spring to action to deliver the country from the quote-unquote communist menace and, incidentally, slaughter the Protestants. R.C. agitators. As our present Labour government is very willing to oblige the Vatican, we suggest a much simpler method of dealing with the communistic menace would be to introduce a compulsory secret ballot. If Rome is genuine in her desire to stop strikes, she could issue an order to her own people to refuse to partake in strikes. As her dupes carry out her instructions, this should solve the trouble, as most of the agitators are Roman Catholics. Dumps of ammunition and equipment have mysteriously disappeared. Lorries loaded with ammunition have been seen entering monasteries and convents. Mysterious parties have been held in certain Roman Catholic homes where there was neither singing nor dancing. But the sound of heavy lorries driving up and the unloading of evidently heavy cases, which could be heard by neighbors. At a demonstration of Roman Catholic cadets in Waverley Oval recently, a Roman Catholic priest, addressing about 500 of these men, boasted that they had 10,000 cadets in connection with their Roman Catholic schools and colleges in Australia, all trained and ready. Enough has been said to call all Christians to earnest prayer and deep repentance for past failures. Those who have not as yet learned the value of an open Bible and the freedom to worship God according to the dictates of conscience would do well to think seriously and to ask themselves whether they are ready to face the tortures and fiery trials through which the unfortunate Serbs have passed. God says, quote, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Unquote. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. Perhaps you who are reading this book would like to do something definite about it. Perhaps you have realized that, although Christ died for your sins, you have never availed yourself of the free pardon he purchased for you. Why not now repent and accept Christ? And then, if these tragedies must be faced, at least you will be ready and will know that to be absent from the body is to be at home with the Lord. You will then be able to say, with the Apostle Paul, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. To help some to come to the point of decision, we suggest this little prayer, which has been a help to many. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and wash away my sins, and fill me with thy Holy Spirit, and make me thine own child, now and forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3, verse 20. The facts contained in this book are vital to all Protestants. When read, pass the book on to your friends, that they too may be informed and warned of Roman Catholic brutalities. And this concludes the reading of Ravening Wolves by Monica Farrell from 1949.